Today on the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, we are going to be talking about everyone's favorite controversial subject, and that is parking. I am Brian Rump.
Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
All right, Matt, are going to jump right into this one, parking. I think we came up with this topic as a bit of a joke last minute, but I think it's going to be really awesome. When I say parking in terms of small business, what do you initially think of?
I think about people's concerns as business owners about where their customers can park.
Yeah, I think that's a good concern. Do you think of any specific geographic areas that covers?
I think just downtowns in general. So your Lindsay downtown, your downtown Fenland Falls, your downtown Bob Cajun, Peterborough, of course.
Yeah, I think parking is such a again can of worms to open up, because every downtown, people willingly open up and choose to be in downtown for businesses, and then there's always a complaint about parking. There's never enough parking, so we have, parking constraints. It's annoying as a consumer when there's not parking. There's parking for staff as well. Where does your staff park? How do they choose that? And it's really just fascinating from that standpoint. There's also people who have their own private lots. So, in downtown specifically, I think of the grocery store and, incurring the cost to maintain a giant parking lot for your customers, but then other people park there, or they see it as, big free public parking, which is irritating as well. There's the fact that it's been a problem forever. One of my favorite things is like when people drop old newspaper articles from like town meetings from like decades ago, and it's been a problem forever. There's never really a solution for it. And it just keeps going in a circle.
I don't think that there are parking constraints in Kawartha Lakes, to be completely honest with you. If you can't park in front of a business in a downtown location, you can just pull up around the corner. You can pull a couple blocks away and park in front of someone's house on a residential street. Like, I grew up in Durham region, spent a lot of time in Toronto, especially when I first started working right out of school. And I was in Toronto a lot, and I had to go to a lot of different buildings and stuff. That's an area where there's parking constraints. So, like, if you can't park in a parking garage, or if you can't get in front of a business, you'd be driving kilometers to find a street that you can park on. That's not true here. Like, if you're downtown Lindsay and you want to pull up to the movie theater and you can't park right in front, you can turn around the corner and park on Cambridge. You can park on Victoria. If those streets, for whatever reason, are too busy, you could head up to what, Peel. There's parking lots there. And people are, well, that's ridiculous because I want people to be able to park right in front of my business. Well, you should have thought about that and maybe bought or rented inside a mall or a strip plaza where there is parking. And there's parking constraints there because there's actually only a limited amount of parking spaces in those parking lots.
Yeah, it's really a good point, a good perspective, because I generally agree with you. I think of the whole time I've lived up here, I have had trouble a few times, but literally it's a few times. Could be a crazy busy day, or there's just times where, yeah, there's no spots available, but it's rare. Usually you can drive somewhere and find something. I find as an employee, the hierarchy of incentives downtown is annoying of where to park. They used to have machines and, different machines. This is probably before you were down here. Different machines had different time limits and cost different amounts of money. So sometimes you could get the one that was like 50 cents for 8 hours. Other ones were like $2 for 4 hours. Like, it was weird and kind of random. They took that out, and they have time limits in different lots and on the streets. And it's, you know, there's not a lot of options. You can buy a pass, but it's a huge pain to buy a pass because you have to go during business hours to a physical location. And it's kind of crazy expensive for Lindsay anyway. So it's fascinating that way. So there are barriers, and it's a frustration. But I think from a small business perspective, it's an imaginary barrier to your growing business. I think you need to, if you're doing, again, we find a way to make this talk about marketing. People know what you exist, what you offer, how you make their life better. They will come and find a place to park. If you're relying on people randomly coming by, then yeah, maybe that's going to be tougher because, you know, there are constraints downtown. So there's people who just don't come downtown during the day in the week to walk around randomly. Like, they need to have a reason to come down there.
Yeah, that's interesting too, because I much rather be downtown Lindsay than at the far end of Kent Street in like big box district where the mall is and everything. It's chaos over there. There's like 100,000 cars jetting in and out from all areas. I hate it out there. It's so much simpler to maneuver, walk around, drive around downtown Lindsay.
Yeah.
I get a lot that people are concerned, like, okay, well, my business is like downtown Lindsay or downtown Fenland, and you have to park a block or two away. A block or two away is not 1 or 2 kilometers, not 1 or 2 miles. It's not very far. And if you are in a mall, or maybe not a strip plaza, but in a mall for sure, a grocery mall, even like a grocery strip plaza, you're walking just as far as that. But for whatever reason, we have this perception that a couple blocks is really far. But if you're going to park at the far end of a grocery store or the far end of a mall, you're walking literally just as far. That's why I don't think there's any constraints on parking. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's all perception.
It is. And it's such a neat, like, just psychological. There's some sort of behavioral economics, like, things here as well about perceived barriers, how people operate, because you're exactly right. Like, you can park pretty close, and I see this in Fenland Falls. So I live in Fenland, complained about parking for ages. There is a constraint in town for parking spaces, especially in the summer when it's crazy busy. But there are some tricks of like where to park, and you can park somewhere within 1 or 2 blocks of downtown or the beach pretty much any time. You know, the only times things are super busy is, you know, if there's like a big event going on. But even then, you don't have to go that far. I used to live in Fenland, and there's been times where I've just went and parked sort of on the street near my old house because I knew sort of where that was, and then I could walk within a couple blocks. You know, so there, you know, is a point, but you also see people who are, you know, visiting from other places. They don't think it's a problem. They're like, oh, this is great. I can park within 2 blocks of the beach. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. I've never had issue parking in Fenland. I spend like a good amount of time there in the summer. I'm there like once a week, probably like every weekend we'll go for a day. We park over by the beach where the park is, where those new condos are. There's public parking behind like the little pie shack. We'll park beside Country Cupboard, like in front of that street or in front of that store quite often. And like, we're there in the summer in busy times. Never really had an issue with parking. Bob Cajun, very similarly. That I don't know as well, but I've never really had issue parking there either. There's public parking in this one area near like the grocery store. We've parked on the other side of the grocery store right downtown by the beach. Like, and yeah, you just walk across. It almost in certain cases helps the businesses. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole now, but like the more I'm thinking about it, like parking constraints are beneficial to other businesses and your business community around you, because you're like allowing people to park further away, a block away, and walk along a block and see all these stores that maybe they wouldn't have seen to begin with. And that encourages people to see, okay, I'm going to this business, but in the future, I'm going to park down here. I'm going to hit up this business. I'm going to make a day out of it. I'm going to go to this one. I'm going to go back to this first business. It actually is a benefit.
And I think that definitely is a benefit, which is, you know, gets people moving and walking and, you know, creating that market for that, helping people discover businesses that they might not have even known existed before. And it creates that critical mass, which is really what downtowns want. So you want to have people doing that and walking around, which is pretty neat. Anyway, so this, I think, is a fun, nice, quick, short episode for us. We don't want to go too much into it or get people too angry, but I think it's important to put out there and just talk about what we think about in terms of parking.
I think we ended up busting the myth of parking constraints in less than 15 minutes, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, if you have a logical argument to fight us, send it over to set it up at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.